After lunch on market day, I was looking out of the window when I saw Dennis heading our way. The street was busy with the market bustle, but he was easy to pick out. Chin in air, beaming around him happily, every springing step taking him high on tiptoe, he was a distinctive figure. I let him in at the front door, and he strutted past me along the passage, the back of his natty sports jacket lying in a neat fold over his protruding buttocks. Siegfried seated him strategically by Miss Harbottle's elbow, giving him an unimpeded view of the desk. Then he excused himself, saying he had a dog to attend to in the operating room. I stayed behind to answer the client's queries and to watch developments. I hadn't long to wait. The farmers began to come in, a steady stream of them, clutching their checkbooks. Some of them stood patiently by the desk, others sat in the chairs along the walls waiting their turn. It was a typical bill-paying day with the usual quota of moans. The most common expression was that Mr. Farnon had been our heavy whip pen, and many of them wanted a bit knocking off. Miss Harbottle used her discretion in these matters. And if the animal had died, or the bill had seemed unduly large, she would make some reduction. There was one man who didn't get away with it. He had truculently demanded a bit of luck on an account, and Miss Harbottle fixed him with a cold eye. "Mr. Brewis," she said, "this account has been owing for over a year. You should really be paying us interest. I can only allow a discount when a bill is paid promptly. It's too bad of you to let it run for this length of time." Dennis, sitting bolt upright, his hands resting on his knees, obviously agreed with every word. He pursed his lips in disapproval as he looked at the farmer, and turned towards me with a positively scandalized expression. Among the complaints was an occasional bouquet. A stooping old man who had received one of the polite letters was full of apologies. "I'm sorry I've missed paying for a few months. The vets always come straight away when I send for them, so I reckon it's not fair for me to keep them waiting for their money." I could see that Dennis concurred entirely with this sentiment. He nodded vigorously and smiled benevolently at the old man. Another farmer, a hard-looking character, was walking out without his receipt when Miss Harbottle called him back. "You'd better take this with you, or we might ask you to pay again," she said, with a heavy attempt at roguishness. The man paused with his hand on the doorknob. "I'll tell you something, missus. You're bloody lucky to get it once. You'd never get it twice." Dennis was right in the thick of it. Watching closely as the farmers slapped their checkbooks on the desk for Miss Harbottle to write, they never wrote their own checks, then signed them slowly and painstakingly. He looked with open fascination at the neat bundles of notes being tucked away in the desk drawer, and I kept making little provocative remarks like, "Well, it's nice to see the money coming in. We can't carry on without it, can we?" The queue began to thin out, and sometimes we were left alone in the room. On these occasions we conversed about many things, the weather, Dennis's stock, the political situation. Finally, Siegfried came in, and I left to do a round. When I got back, Siegfried was at his evening meal. I was eager to hear how his scheme had worked out, but he was strangely reticent. At length I could wait no longer. "Well, how did it go?" I asked. Siegfried speared a piece of steak with his fork and applied some mustard. "How did what go?" "Well, Dennis." "How did you make out with him?" "Oh, fine. We went into his mastitis problem very thoroughly. I'm going out there on Tuesday morning to infuse every infected quarter in the herd with acriflavin solution. Yeah, it's a new treatment. They say it's very good. But you know what I mean." "Did he show any sign of paying his bill?" Siegfried chewed impassively for a few moments and swallowed. "No, never a sign." He put down his knife and fork, and a haggard look spread over his face. "It didn't work, did it?" "Oh, well, never mind. As you said, we could only try." I hesitated. "There's something else, Siegfried. I'm afraid you're going to be annoyed with me. I know you've told me never to dish out stuff to people who don't pay, but he talked me into letting him have a couple of bottles of fever drink. I don't know what came over me." "He did he? Siegfried stared into space for a second, then gave a wintry smile. "Well, you can forget about that. He got 6 tins of stomach powder out of me.